do me a favor, if you can, quickly join me to John 3:16. A very, very familiar passage of scripture. You should have knew this in Sunday school. For this is one of the most foundational scriptures there ever was ever made. And John, according to John 3:16, it says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that so whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life." Father, today as we dive into the word of the Lord Jesus Christ, anoint us afresh and anew. Speak to our hearts, oh God. And we'll be so careful to hear, but so careful to apply. Because where we are going, your hand. We need your hand. We're so glad you know us by name, that you called us. That's why you said, "If my people, who are called by my name, shall humble themselves," God, and we today, we come to humble ourselves before you and say, "Have thine most way, God. Have thine own way. Have thine own way." Send an anointing, God, and we'll bless you forever. Oh, thank you, Jesus, and we'll give you glory, we'll give you praise. In Jesus' name. Come look at your neighbor. Pull them down in your seat. The neighbor, it's a love thing. Come on, tag your neighbor. Tell your neighbor, "Neighbor, it's a love thing. 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 It's a love thing." Matter of fact, tell your neighbor while you're going down, sitting down. Tell your neighbor your name, and I'll dare you to tell 3 neighbors. "Neighbor, I love you." Come on. While you're sitting down, tell them your name. And tell them, "Neighbor, I love you." Come on, tell 3 people. Say, "Neighbor, I love you." Hey, hallelujah. "Neighbor, I love you. I love you. I love you to life. I love you to the future. I love you today. I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. I promise you I won't be very long. What a love demonstration God gave us in his son, Jesus. And Jesus, what a love demonstration God gave, Jesus gave us to put himself through agony on the cross so that you and I can have the experience of a new and living way. And not only have an experience to become the new and living way, but also God decided to make us joint heirs with him who had died for us. Becoming joint heirs of the kingdom and through the cross. And now that we are joint heirs with God, we are now living in the third day dimension of God, which is the Holy Spirit. The first day dimension of God was the day of God and the prophets. The second day dimension of God was when Jesus came upon the earth and he said, "This is my son who I'm well pleased." And after he had died and gave up the ghost, we have now entered into the third day of God, which is the Holy Spirit. Now, Calvary was not only the place of the finished work of Jesus Christ, but Calvary also gave Jesus a name that was above all other names, as well as give you and I the title and the name of joint heirs with Jesus, and we are the redeemed. Before I go any further, before I take another step, I need you to recognize I am redeemed. It didn't say I was perfect. It said I redeemed. It didn't say I didn't have faults. It said I redeemed. It didn't say that some days I'm not going to act. Some days I'm not going to be like your friend, but it did say I'm redeemed. I believe if you just look at your neighbor, say, "Neighbor, you are redeemed." See, you got to tell them, because you know why? I know I like saying that, because you got to recognize that there's some days I'm not going to be the quote unquote Christian brother you see. There's some days I'm not going to be like that person you see in the church. You may see the person you see today Monday, and the Monday me may not be the church me today. So when you see me and something happens, you just gotta say, oh, he ain't perfect, he just redeemed. I believe that would save you a lot of trouble if you just look at your neighbor and say a lot of trouble. If you just realize your brother and your sister, they're not perfect, they're just redeemed. And because we are redeemed, the song says, at the cross, where I first saw the light, and the burdens of my heart were rolled away, it was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day. The cross was a love thing. I know this is not my Easter message. I preached my Easter message last week, but I just cannot go enough. I cannot go further without giving God some kudos, and without telling God thank you, and without telling God I'm so happy that you decided that there would be a Calvary. See, my brothers and sisters, I'm telling you, brothers, every one of us needs a Calvary. See, Calvary is the beginning of something that has no end. I'll say that again. Calvary is the beginning of something that has no end. Why? Because it was at Calvary, where the sins of the world were being, we saw Jesus, and he was being crucified for the sins of the world. It ended there, but it began something anew in me. Why? Because the Bible says that after he came out of the grave, hallelujah, the Bible says, behold, we are new creatures. Old things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new. There's something about you, my brothers and sisters. You are to your neighbor, this was a love thing. Calvary came because God not only wanted to show you the power of Calvary, but also the dispensation of Calvary. Why? Because it was there where Jesus gave his life. It was there that Jesus said, I'm not just giving my life, I'm bringing a new life. I'm not just giving up. Oh my God, I'm not just giving my life up. I'm bringing a new life. I'm bringing to you, my brothers and my sisters, who are now going to be deemed as joint heirs. I'm so glad today that I'm a joint heir with Jesus Christ. You all look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, I don't know why you living beneath your privileges. You are a joint heir. Oh, I'm going to say that again. I'm going to look at you real good and say, neighbor, I don't know why you are living beneath your privileges, but you are a joint heir. What does that mean, preacher? That means a joint heir means you didn't do anything. He did it all. He pulled you into himself. He brought you into himself. You became under covenant watch. You became under covenant care because you are a joint heir. That means you have the same, oh my God, the same rights. You have the same rights, the same titles, but also it means you got the same responsibility. See, oftentimes people love the first part. I'm a joint heir. That means I have access to things. But also it means you have a responsibility and an accountability to the one who had made you heir. How? Because you got to learn about him. You got to know who he is. You got to know why you can enjoy these things. You got to know why, hallelujah, why he gave you access. You are a joint heir because there was a love thing going on at Calvary. When you hear the stories of Calvary, when you see the cross and you see the events that happened on Calvary, you say, how can it have been a love thing? Well, I'm glad God did not choose me, because I would have let some of you down. I'm so glad God did not choose me. Pastor ain't gonna lie to you and act as though he had it all together. Yes, I'm so glad. That it was not me, because there's some things when the Bible says, when Jesus says, God, if this bitter cup can pass by me, I would have been the one saying, Lord, let this cup pass by me. See, but I understand why Jesus used that particular phrase and say, let this bitter cup pass by me. Why? Because in lifetime, you're going to need to drink some bitter. You're going to need to drink some bitter. There is scientific proof that when you drink bitters, bitters help detoxify your systems. Bitter help bring you back. Bitter helps bring your vitamin A and your vitamin C and your vitamin D back to its healthy place. You're going to need some bitters in your life. Come on, tell your neighbor, he did not say this was easy. You're going to need some bitters in your life. But the thing about bitters in your life, they don't be bitter forever. Because the minute you take it, hallelujah, things began to change. Why? Because you got to know that God has something in store and better for you in this life. There was a love thing going on at Calvary. The The Bible, when we get there, we see Jesus, and they're nailed to the cross, and they are, and there's three other thieves. There's two people other around him hanging. The Calvary was a horrible sight. It was Jesus, and Jesus whipping their lane, and you ought to saw. If I can explain you how they whipped him, oh, not only him, but the people, other people that was around him. They had people hung upside down. They had people hung right side up. They had them any kind of way, any which way. Why? Because they want to torture them and let the world see that no matter what, I got the power over them. But I'm so glad it was at Calvary that Jesus himself said, oh no, I ain't gonna die just yet. What happened is this, the Roman soldiers, they got tired of Jesus living. Oh my God. See, that's why your neighbor sometime when he see you come to the door, he be like, oh, I don't know how that person made it again. You ought to look over to the, hey, because I got something more inside of me. And so here was Jesus hanging on the cross. And while he was hanging on the cross, they wanted to give him water. They wanted to give him everything. But he said, no, no, no. Why? Because I'm going to take every last breath I have to finish my painful course and to finish my painful assignment, because there's a love thing going on at this cross. That's why I'm about to take off running in just 1 minute. Because, hallelujah, because in Galatians 9 said, if ye belong to Christ, you are Abraham's seed. Oh, hallelujah. And that means you are heirs according to the promise. That's why you and I have to tell ourselves, I'm joint heirs. You mean he cared so much for me that he put a plan together? Probably, yes. You mean he cared so much for me that he put a plan together to tell me I'm valuable? Yes. You mean to tell me he cared so much for me, he put a plan together to show me I'm significant? Yes. Why? Because being joint heirs let me know there is much more for me. There's much more for me to do, because for much is given, how much is required. And that's one thing I must say again. When you are joint heirs with Jesus Christ, not only do you get the access, but you get the responsibility. Not only do you get the responsibility, you get the accountability. Not only do you get the accountability, the Bible says, for much is given, much is required. And that's one thing I want to roll back right just now. If you want much of God, you got to do something else. If you want something from God, you got to do more. Why? Because for much is given, much is required. But the thing is, if God gives you a word, all you got to do is do the word. He'll give you, oh my God, he'll give you the reward, and he'll get the glory. I'll say it one more time. All you got to do is, when God gives you a word, God will give you a word, you get the reward, he gets the glory. One more time, God gives you a word. Thank you, Jesus. That's why I always tell you, there's a word over your life. Hallelujah. You get the results, and he gets the glory. Why? Because you are joint heirs with Jesus Christ. Tell your neighbor, I'm significant. I'm valuable. I mean something. I'm joint heirs with Jesus Christ. Why? You matter because of the love thing going on at Calvary. And why you being joint heirs with Jesus Christ? It lets me know that I must require, it requires me to pursue harder than anything I've ever had to do in my life. Well, I can just recall when the ladies had came to Jesus Christ, when they came to Calvary, and Mary and Martha was walking the road, and they were coming with their same traditional garments and with their same traditional oils and their same traditional coverings. Why? Because they were getting ready to dress Jesus in the same way they had, oh my God. But when they came to the tomb, they found him not there. And when they found him not there, the lady said that because of the love that was in her heart for Jesus, she asked the gardener, who she thought, hallelujah, first of all, she thought he was the gardener because he did not look like what she thought. And I want you to know, the preacher told us last season that we're going to have some experiences in God that it's not going to look like what you thought. But the thing that got her back in her right mind, even though she was discombobulated, she was disheveled, but the other thing that got her right in her mind was when she heard his voice, because his voice indicated to her there's a love thing going on. Don't you know this is why we love the voice of God, the promises of God? Why? It's a love thing going on, because when we hear his voice, it's the indication that, oh my God, he's promising you something that's on the way. He's promising you something that's in your path. He's promising you something that in your life is going to shake up the very fallow ground. The songwriter says, favor, favor, favor fall on me. So I'm the conversation of everyone I see. God, favor, favor fall on me so that I can bless everyone who's around me. Why? Because you are a joint heir with Jesus Christ, and God is looking for you. Thank you, Jesus, to pick up, hallelujah, your cross and begin to follow him. There's a love thing going on at Calvary. See, the operation of the love of God will cause you to trust him in a deeper way. The operation of the love of God will explain why you have the, why you do what you do and you don't know why you do it. I'll share it again. There's a love thing that goes on with God that you would do what you do when you don't understand why you do it. I wish I had 4 or 5 people, and I'm hurrying to the gate. I wish I had 4 or 5 people who understand that the operation of love of God, if you will, affect you so much that in your mind and in your heart, you'll be doing it and you don't know why you're doing it and you cannot quit doing it. You don't have burnout. You don't have somehow or other a reason. I find myself behind this keyboard somehow or another reason. I find myself behind this microphone somehow or another reason. I find myself doing the things I know. I'm doing things I know that is right. Why? Because the Bible says, he that has promised, he is true. I'm gonna preach over this sinus. Hallelujah. Because he that promises is he that true. You ought to tell your neighbor, I have a true promise because it's a love thing. The love, hallelujah. He just didn't die on the cross of Calvary just for me to just get out and gaze and remember what had happened. He died on the cross of Calvary because he said, I want to love you to better. Tell your neighbor, he's loving me to better. He's loving me to better. I may not understand everything, but I know he's loving me to better. I may not get it all the time, but I know he's loving me to better. It has challenged me, but I know he's loving me to better. It has caused me to even question some of my alliances, but I know he's loving me to better. It has questioned me and challenged me to get into prayer more often. Why? I know he's challenging me to better. It has asked me to start praying, asked me to start giving. Why? Because I know he's challenging me for better. This love thing of God is, hallelujah, this love thing of God is getting me ready for better and for more and for greater. Why? Because the Bible lets me know that, hallelujah, he loves me so. Oh, preacher, hold on, preacher. I know, I'm going to get there. But the Bible lets me know. The Bible lets me know that he loves me. He loves me. Oh, he loves me. I used to love those old songs. Oh, Jesus, love me. Oh, Jesus, love me. Why? The Bible tells me so. That's a good place to rejoice right there. Because if I didn't know I was loved, if I didn't know this was a love thing, I can go to the Bible and the Bible would tell me that a friend laid down his life, that he would give his life for a friend. Why? Because he loved me just enough. That's why I'm so glad that God decided to send Jesus undercover so that he can give us joy in air, because the Bible says, if the enemy would have knew what God was doing, he would have stopped the whole show. He would have canceled the assignment. But I want you to know that there's a love thing going on. You want to look at your neighbor and tell your neighbor, so, oh, neighbor, this is a love thing going on. And because he first loved me, that's why I dance the way I do. That's why I shout the way I shout, because he first loved me. Is there anybody in the room today who would testify that he first loved me? The songwriter said, I don't know why Jesus loves me, and I don't know why he cares, but I know he sacrificed his life, and oh, I'm glad. Tell your neighbor, we got to go, but oh, I'm glad, so glad he did. He left his mighty home in glory just to bring to me redemption story. Well, this is the part that I like so much. Yes, Andre Crouch, Jesus died, but he rose again just for me. Well, I'm glad. It's a love thing. Tell your neighbor, that's why I love him. It's a love thing. That's why I praise him. It's a love thing. That's why I give him glory. It's a love thing. That's why I run to him. It's a love thing. That's why I talk to him. It's a love thing. That's why he's worthy. It's a love thing. Tell your neighbor for the very last time, it's a love thing. And I love him back. Yes, I do. I love him back. I gotta go. I wish I had some voice. Hallelujah. But while I'm here, I might as well tell you, get ready. There's a love thing that's going to break out in your life. There's a love thing that's going to break all over your life. There's a love thing that's going to get you to your destiny. There's a love thing that's going to get you to your prayer. There's a love thing that's going to get you to your perfect place in God. Hallelujah. There's a love thing. That's why I believe in the name of the Lord. The Lord is a mighty strong tower. David, I'm running. I said, why? It's a love thing. Tell your neighbor, I'm going to my seat. Tell your neighbor, pull them on them real good. Tell them today is the day of the love of God. What shall we say then? If God be for us, he's more than the whole world against us. It's a love thing. 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 That's why I run to him and say, heal me. It's a love thing. That's why I run to him and tell him, save me. It's a love thing. That's why I trust him, because it is a love thing. That's why I give him glory. It's a love thing. That's why we serve him. It's a love thing. And as long as he loves me, thank you, Jesus. Hey! Grab your neighbor. Grab your neighbor by the hand and tell your neighbor your next miracle is gonna be a love thing. Your next miracle is going to be a love thing. Your next favor is going to be a love thing. Your next breakout is going to be a love thing. Why? Because he is faithful. He is faithful. He is faithful. It is a love thing. It is a love thing. Bless the Lord.